This is KERA News. We often think about what our diet can do for our heart and waistline, but the right nutrients also fuels the brain. In this edition of Vital Signs, KERA's Sam Baker talked with Maggie Boyd, a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System.
Explain this connection between food and the brain.
So the brain's primary source of fuel is carbohydrates. Examples include starches like breads and rice, starchy vegetables, dairy products, and fruit. Those carbohydrates are broken down to sugar in a form called glucose. And your brain uses glucose as its main source of energy.
Some of those foods you just mentioned, though, are some of the things people tell us maybe to stay away from or not to eat too much of, but you're saying no.
Since your brain's primary source of fuel is going to be glucose, carbohydrates, you need some carbohydrates to keep you fueled throughout the day. If you're not eating enough carbs, you're essentially restricting your brain of its fuel source it prefers. You're going to have less energy for your brain to function at its highest capacity.
Let's say I have an important test tomorrow. What would be a good idea, say, for breakfast in the morning?
Spoiler alert, unfortunately for the general public, there's nothing that you can kind of eat tonight to do better on a test tomorrow. So over the long term, if you're getting adequate carbohydrates, adequate nutrition, so eating brightly colored foods and vegetables throughout the day, eating well-rounded meals, you're going to set yourself up for success. But, you know, if you want to try and eat a bunch of oranges to avoid a cold or to get mentally sharper the next day, you're not going to find a quick nutrition fix to get smarter tomorrow.
I'm trying to do research for this about what foods were considered good for the brain. So let me run some of these by you to see what you think.
Okay.
Oil-based salad dressings.
The key word is oil-based.
Okay.
So your brain is about 60% fat. So omega-3s are a type of healthy fat known as DHA, EPA, and those are found in fatty fishes, salmon, mackerel, tuna. Those serve as the building blocks to your brain. So it's really important when you're in childhood to be getting adequate amount to make sure you're building your brain.
Dark green leafy vegetables.
The nutrients behind the dark green leafy vegetables, there's some vitamin K in there. And brightly colored fruits, kind of the blue and the violets.
Berries are here as well.
Yeah, so they have some antioxidants. And the idea is if you eat these foods that are antioxidants, you prevent against oxidative damage in your brain.
Which is what?
If a free radical is coming in. So free radical can be thought of as if someone's smoking a cigarette and you breathe in that smoke, it can cause damage to your brain.
Okay.
Same thing with cancer cells. So vitamin C, so in your oranges, it's known as an antioxidant. So the idea is if you eat those, you'll prevent your brain from getting damaged. But it's that long term. You want them steady throughout the day, throughout your life. Just one meal of it's not going to prevent
it tomorrow. It's not going to make a difference. Okay. Avocado?
So it's going to have some of the healthy fats in there. So Avocado could kind of be tied into getting healthy fats in your diet.
Okay. Sunflower seeds.
That's another omega-3. So your healthy fat sources are typically going to be from non-animal products. If you think of fats that are coming from plant-based sources, so kind of your salad dressing, your nuts, those are healthy sources of fat.
So peanut butter is included?
Yes, that works.
Are there any foods you should stay away from to maintain a healthy brain?
Omega-3s are your healthy fats, and they have anti-inflammatory properties. Omega-6s have pro-inflammatory properties. So omega-6s are known as your unhealthy fats. Mm-hmm. So it's your fats that's found in fast food products and packaged foods. And those can exacerbate inflammatory symptoms. So those can slow you down cognitively, physically, mentally. So it's best to avoid processed packaged foods that are going to slow you down.
Finally, what else should you try to keep your brain sharp beyond nutrition?
Making sure you're getting enough sleep, eating well-rounded meals, kind of eating to fuel your mind and body, and then managing your stress.
Maggie Boyd, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.